He was a Marine and then a state trooper. He's worked with some of the biggest movers and shakers in the history of the city. He's a man of faith and a dogged advocate for young people of all backgrounds. Since 2003, he's been an institution on the West Side Airwaves. Get your pen or your pad or your electronic device. School Talk has arrived. Now, here's your host, Emerson.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson for 1,214th time. I am. You're not. You're here. We're together. Important news today. I got my students in the studio. I got my student producer, Max. Good morning, Max.
Good morning.
For you can't call in today. You can call in. 244-9234. 244-9234. Get in when you can fit in. We got an awesome topic I want to talk about tonight. A very important topic to myself and many others here on Giant 90.9 School Talk with Emerson today. But first, we'll talk to my student. Good morning, Max.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
You got that $50 you owe me?
No, I don't have the
$50.
Mama
just kidding.
I gave you a shirt. You're welcome. That's your $50.
And I thank you very much for the shirt. No, you don't owe me no money. I'm going to get in trouble with your pops.
And Emerson got uppercut by the mic again.
I got the mic that moved. Ooh, it moves.
It is just attacking him, and I do not know why.
What did you do to the mic?
I don't know. It's attacking me. I don't know how to make it stop. It's weird. It's attacking me. You've been attacked by... No, you have never been attacked. Roger, you've been attacked by a microphone.
Yeah, I was attacked by that one.
I was attacked by that microphone like so many times last year. It was about every single time I went in... here, it just was always uppercut.
I was attacked by Max's once.
Yeah,
hit me right in the chin.
It wasn't me.
Yeah, that'd be a good video. Be attacked by a giant Max. That's another show.
No. Anyway. I was attacked by his microphone.
Yeah. That's, oh man,
it hit me right in the chin.
That's not good. It hurts. Have a dimple in your chin. No, that's not right. Max, weekend. What's going on?
Well, I have Ben Davis versus Center Grove. I'll be calling that one today.
Mm-hmm.
That should be a fun one. And then I have to actually be back in Monrovia at 7 because we have to travel to Beech Grove for soccer, and that game's at 9 a.m.
Wow. And he's no rest for the wicket. Hey, Max, you got to cut my grass, too. I remember you don't cut grass. My grass, anyway. My grass is not growing, anyway. I'll leave you alone, Max. Anyway, that's what Max is doing, but we got students that are busy all over the state. So what are students doing? What's happening here at Ben Davis at that thing we call the...
The Out of the Darkness Suicide Prevention Walk is tomorrow, September 10th. The registration is at 12:30 to 3, and the walk will be at 3 p.m. at the White River State Park at Celebration Plaza. We will be there as a station to cover it, so that should be fun. The Indy West Side College Fair, September 14th at Ben Davis High School from 5 to 8 p.m., if you are thinking of going to college, you should definitely make sure to try and go there. Otherwise, Emerson will threaten to eat all of your food if you don't go to college. So, Ben Davis again taking on Center Grove today. Pre-game at 6:15. Game is at 7. Center Grove coming in here no longer undefeated. They had a 30-win streak, but they are undefeated in the state of Indiana still. So, they lost in Kentucky last week, but... Okay. In double overtime, but that should be a really fun one. And then our social medias, by the way, at WBDG Indy, except for TikTok, at Giant 90.9. And then School Talk airs every Friday at 7:30 a.m. and 3 play Sunday at 2 p.m.
Woo! Thing we call the big board. Lot going on the big board. Right, tomorrow we will be broadcasting live from the Out of the Darkness Suicide Prevention Walk. At the White River State Park. We've done this for a number of years. Another cause that we really, really think is very important to bring to the surface, that, you know, suicide can be preventable. And like you say, a lot of young folks are dealing with issues. A lot of old folks are dealing with issues. And sometimes there's some telltale signs that someone's going through something. They're thinking about ending their lives. And you can be a big factor in helping them stay on this earth. So we'll be out there tomorrow broadcasting the stories, the sights, and the sounds of the Out of the Darkness Walk 2022. But today, we got a very important topic, very, very, very dear to me. And first, a disclaimer or a correction. On my Facebook post, Twitter post, and Twitch post, all of I said our show was 7:30 to 8:30. Our show is 7:30 to 8. Sorry about that. I got carried away with the time because students got to go to class after this class. So here on the airways. So if you have a chance to call in, you can. 244-9234. That's 244-9234. Call in and share your source, your prostate cancer story. Because what I want to do today is, since this is September, Max, it's suicide. So I got suicide and prostate cancer all tied up together.
But it is still suicide prevention month, man. Too.
It is. Yeah, it is. So we're wearing a couple of hats here. But I never thought about committing suicide, so can't wear that hat. But that one hat I can wear is I'm a prostate cancer survivor. So September is prostate cancer awareness month. And so I've been talking about it at the end of August and talking about it throughout the month of September. I've been talking about every day that I can when I can get in front of a young man and share with them the power the power of getting pre-screened for prostate cancer. So I'm going to be all over the place today, and hopefully it'll help one person out there. If it helps one person, then my whole show was a success. Today, some of my facts will be coming from the American Cancer Society, and the other will come from my own personal journey with prostate cancer, and maybe some others that I'm going to join in from the phone lines and some of their personal journey with dealing with prostate cancer. I was diagnosed back in 2015 having prostate cancer, and I had my prostate cancer removed in 2016, and I've been cancer-free ever since then. And that is a good thing. Woo! I mean, that's a good thing. Since that time, I've had two more granddaughters. No, two great granddaughters born, and another granddaughter born during that span. And I just know that if I was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, I would not have been around. I would not be around here to see those young people being born and seeing my family grow. So the power of pre-screening is so powerful. So like I said, some of my facts coming from the American Cancer Society, talking about how common is prostate cancer. Other skin cancers, prostate cancer is the most common cancer in American men. It's the most common cancer in American men. So I went into the American Cancer Society and looked at some numbers for 2022, and it's about 268,490 new cases of prostate cancer, and about 34,500 deaths from prostate cancer. And that's we're in 2022 right now, if you think about that. And according to the American Cancer Society, about one man in eight will be diagnosed with prostate cancer during his lifetime. That's a crazy number. So when you see eight men standing out there, and just think that one of them is going to be diagnosed with prostate cancer, that is crazy. Prostate cancer is more likely to develop in older men and in non-Hispanic black men. About 6 cases in 10 are diagnosed in men who are 65 or older, and in a rare case, men under 40. So yes, even under 40, you can be diagnosed with prostate cancer. That's why they call it the silent killer. You don't know what's there. And sometimes you don't even have any symptoms. And then when you do have the symptoms and you don't get checked out, it can be too late. I got a couple of stories to tell you about as it pertains to being a little bit late, sadly. So it's really, 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 you pushing 90, 39 years old, think you're a young buck, got everything going on. You need to get your, did I say young buck? Okay, I think I just did. Down there and get yourself checked out for prostate cancer, because it's so important to catch it early. When you get it, caught early, you got options, and that's the main thing. You have options. You know, you can remove it. You can have radiation. You can have treatment. You can watch for waiting. You can do a lot of different things if they catch it early. If they don't catch it early, then you have bigger problems. But catching it early, you got options. And if they find cancer, hey, they find cancer. And then you go for it and you get it out. You get it treated so you can be around and tell your stories like I am right now. Go around telling crazy stories and true stories, but still kind of crazy to my family members and friends about my journey. But you want to be around to do that. And according to the American Cancer Society, death from prostate cancer. Prostate cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death in American men. Do you know that, Max?
I did not know that.
Second leading cause. Behind only lung cancer.
Dang.
And you know why lung cancer is so high?
Yeah.
Why?
Smoking.
Everybody smoking. Everybody got habit. You know, even way back in the day, and people, kids used to smoke because it looked cool. You had movie stars on TV, Jimmy Dean and James Dean, not Jimmy Dean's sausage, but James Dean talking, smoking cigarettes or other stars smoking cigarettes. And kids thought it was cool, so they started doing it. You know, now they got these vapor things. They still got these vapor things out there, and that's another show. And they still got nicotine in those things. So lung cancer is the number one leading cause of death in American men. Ooh, prostate cancer can be a serious disease, you know. But here's the kicker. Most men diagnosed with prostate cancer do not die from it. I know. I don't want to do a sad show, but I know I'm going to pass away. And I'm not going to live forever. But one thing ain't going to kill me, and ain't is in the dictionary, is prostate cancer. It ain't going to kill me, Max.
It ain't
taking me out. Now, I can do something stupid at home. My wife hit me with a frying pan or something like that. I can get a car accident. That can happen, you know. But, you know, I can eat my own cooking. That could happen, you know.
Yeah,
but prostate cancer ain't going to kill me. I don't know. So my question to the men out there, can you say that? Can you say that prostate cancer ain't going to kill you? You know, you can't say that until you get pre-screened, diagnosed, etc. Because you can go throughout your life into your 50s and into your 60s. You know, and cancer's laying there growing. And that's what happened with me back in 2015. It was in there growing. And it was like, it was there in 2014. It was there in 2013. I didn't feel anything different. Now, I stopped getting physicals in around 2012. I wasn't getting any more physicals. For some reason, I didn't go. And then when I finally went in 2015, because my doctor, Dr. Anthony Acosta from IU, kept bugging me to come in for my physical, I finally went in 2015. And during the digital rectal exam and during the blood test, they found cancer. You know, but what happened first was it called a DRE, the digital rectal exam. And he said something don't feel right, because your prostate is the size of a walnut, you know. And then when it's bigger than a walnut, then it's not going to feel right. So then I got a biopsy and they found cancer in my prostate, but they had to go looking for it, Max. You know, I didn't have any symptoms. You know, I wake up morning, I'm still cool, everything's right. But, you know, during my physical examination, they found something wasn't right. They found it. They went looking for it. You know, cancer found me, and then it didn't tell me that it was in there. Cancer said, hey, guess what? I'm camping out downstairs. Yeah, what's up? I'm just hanging out, you know, waiting for the time to break out and knock you on your feet. And you don't know why I'm here, because I'm not gonna give you any symptoms yet. And then bam, one day you go in for your physical and you go like, you go up looking around your room and there's those shoes I was looking for. And then there's that cancer sitting behind there. You know, what you doing in here? I just been camping out for a couple of years. Oh no, you ain't. You getting out of here. You know, so I got it out of there. And that's why I say I'm cancer free since 2016.
Sounds like those knuckleheads you're always talking about.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You, right on, Roger. You know, don't be a knucklehead. If you're 39 and 40, get checked out. Go ahead and go see your doctor and get it done. I want to take 30 seconds here and come back. And I want to talk about some people who are very, very dear to me in this cancer journey. So come on back and we talk about prostate cancer in September, Prostate Cancer Awareness Month.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Welcome back to School Talk. This is September. September Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, and we're here live on Giant 90.9 School Talk with Emerson talking about prostate cancer awareness, sharing some information from the American Cancer Society, and sharing information from my own walk as I dealing with prostate cancer. There's people that come into your life as you get older, you'll find out. Well, actually, you don't have to get old. 15-year-old kids, they feel the same thing. When important people come into the life, they make an impact on their life. And a couple of folks that made an impact on mine, Reverend Charles William, who was the president of Indiana Black Expo. He died of prostate cancer back in 2004. What makes his story so interesting and so what stands out is the fact that, you know, he was diagnosed with a late stage of cancer, prostate cancer, when he went in for his diagnosis. He did not go in for an early diagnosis. Max, did I say it right? Diagnosis?
Yes, you did.
Because I butchered the English language. So he did not go in to get diagnosed early. And in his book called That Black Men Might Live. This sinus problem making my nose up. This book, you know, That Black Men Might Live is his fight against prostate cancer. He wrote this book after he was diagnosed with cancer. And in it, it has so much powerful information. On page in the introduction, there's a paragraph that I'm going to quote. I'm going to read it in a quote. Quote: "I had my chance for that early diagnosis. Unlike many men who may suffer prostate cancer without any symptoms, my body was begging for help for almost 2 years before he finally went in to decide to respond." He goes on. He says, "Even after being told that the indication suggested I had the disease," he said, "I foolishly tried to play doctor for months rather than follow the advice of the doctors." This is information from a man who passed away from prostate cancer. His words are still here, and he's gone on to heaven, but his words are still here trying to get men, young men, so they might live to get themselves checked out through early detection. Early detection works. So as I speak across the city, I always refer back to this book for a number of different pages, because the words that come from this book are so powerful. Because you come across certain people in your life that now they're stuck. You're stuck with them. You stuck with them. Why? Because you went through it, they went through it, and they died as a cause of it, and you're still here. So you have opportunity to save some lives. He also, one of the things that in his book that was pretty cool, if I can find it again, was one of the things that he said about why he's doing what he does. And sometimes you got to do what you got to do, because that's where you're at. Where you're at is where you're at. Because he was diagnosed with stage 4. Stage 4. And when you get stage 4, there is nothing that they can do but basically tell you to go home and prepare to die. So he was diagnosed with stage 4 when he did go in, which is totally too late to do anything medically. So his words encouraged me to keep on going and trying to encourage young folks and folks to get in there and get yourself checked out. Young folks start at 39, 40 years old, like I say, and then beyond that, you know, if you never went in, go get yourself checked out. It's really, really crazy. And you think about it, you know, he himself being an African-American man here in America. The kicker part is this, that black men have the highest death rate for prostate cancer of any racial or ethnic group in the United States of America. 2 times higher than our white counterparts. A black man has a 2 times higher rate to getting prostate cancer than his white brother. Cancer don't care who you are, naturally. It don't care if you're white, green, yellow, avocado, you know, rainbow, blue, black, brown. It don't care. You meet somebody that's a different color. Anyway, leave that alone. You know, they don't care who you are, you know. But you think about, you know, with black men, if you're already behind the eight ball, you know, already behind the numbers, you know, already behind the numbers, and your numbers are going to be higher. You need to get yourself pre-screened. All you fathers, wannabe fathers, want to get yourself checked out from prostate cancer. You know, you don't want it to sneak up on you and just be there and you not do nothing about it. Because you, if you're young, this is really deep. If you're young and you're in your 39 and 40s and you don't have any kids and you get diagnosed with prostate cancer and they remove your prostate, you won't have any kids going to school because you can't have kids. Show can get kind of deep sometimes. It's one of those shows. One of those shows. Because I'm around kids all day long here at Giant 90.9. And all these young people, I love being by my young people because they give me energy. You know, and I can't imagine a world without young people, man. It'd be kind of boring, you know. We all us old folks out there staring at each other. Young kids kind of like young scholars, and they bring out the joy, you know. So when you get to be a young father, man, it's so awesome when you have your first child, man. You're so proud. Your second child, you're so proud. Your third child, you're saying, what are you doing? Fourth child, you say, you know, now you don't know what you're doing, you know. But it's having the kids, man. But if you are diagnosed with cancer and they remove your prostate, you don't have any more babies. No more babies. And the other man I wanted to talk about, not this one thing about prostate cancer awareness is it's 24/7, it's 7 days a week, it's 365 days a year, you know, because cancer does not sleep. So why should the awareness of the problem? So I'm not going to sleep on that. Another man that has really, really rocked my world, you might say, is late great Matthew Tully. Matthew Tully was a columnist for the Indianapolis Star. And I used to work with him a lot when I worked in the mayor's office. He did a lot of stories on community events, and community happenings. Well, back in 2000, was it 15, 16? Let me see what year was this. It was back in 2018? Was it 18? Nope, 2000. It was before that because 2000, we had to be back in this. No, 15, 16. Anyway, had to be at least a couple years. But in 2017, And I was going through some therapy at IU Cancer Center, and I got nerve damage in my left hand, and this I don't have any notes from, and so I was sitting away from my therapist. They're called infusions, where they, you know, and then I heard this voice, and it was Matthew Tully, and I hollered out for his name, and he came around the corner. Matthew Tully, yeah. And I said, what you doing there? He said, he's here for his chemotherapy. Well, chemotherapy is a treatment for cancer. I said, wow, what's going on? He said, well, I got stomach cancer. I said, wow, man, I didn't know that. So he's in there for his infusion of chemotherapy for his stomach cancer. I'm in there for my infusion for the nerve damage I have in my left hand, left arm. So he said, what you doing in? What you in for? I said, I'm just here working on getting my infusion for my left arm. You know, we started talking, and I told him I had prostate cancer, but I wasn't in there for that. He said, prostate cancer. So we started talking about that. But he said, wait a minute, wow. He said, I didn't know you had prostate cancer. I said, yeah, I got it back in 2015. He said, man, can I write a story on you? I said, Matthew, to myself, you're in here for your treatment. You're here to get your chemotherapy. And he said, no, but I want to write a story on you, because you told me that you wanted to help men. Because we talked a little bit. He said, you told me you want to help men get pre-screened, help men to be aware of prostate cancer. You know, I want to write a story on that. So he wrote a story on me that's sitting there in the waiting room at the hospital, So he delayed his getting his treatment for his chemotherapy to write a story on me.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That cool.
That's crazy cool. That's crazy. And so he wrote the story, and the name of the story, and it's in the Star. It was published in 2017. It was published, and he titled the story. It was pretty really cool. He survived cancer, and now he has a new mission. You know, that was the title of his story. You know, I did survive cancer, and I do have a new mission. And his subtitle was, a former City Hall aide and cancer survivor is hoping to convince more men to go to the doctor. And he used this one word. It was funny. He said, and I'm going to quote the first part of the story. He said, Emerson Allen Jr. shouted a friendly hello from the next pod over Tuesday morning at the Simon Cancer Center, and then flashed that big smile when I peeked around the corner. Years have passed since I've seen that gregarious local radio talk show host who once served as Indy's coordinator for faith-based initiatives. We quickly caught up, end quote. I had to look up the word gregarious.
That is a big word.
I didn't know what it meant.
I forgot what it meant.
What does it mean, Max? I still don't know.
I don't know either. I'm going to guess something big or something important.
It was so cool. You know, I had to grab my phone and had to go Google. I said, Google, what is gregarious? I said, I've been called a lot of crazy stuff. You know, I've never been called gregarious. You know, sociable. You know, a person found of company, sociable. You know, get along with people. And I do consider myself a person who gets along with people. But I had to go. It was cool. I had to go look it up. But Matthew, we sit there and we talked, and that was in 2017. And then on October 29th, 2018, Matthew died of stomach cancer. And that really stuck with me. The fact that, you know, he took time to write a column on me, on my journey, while he was trying to get his stuff taken care of while he was in the hospital. And then he passes away on October 29th. Here's the kicker, Max. October 29th is my birthday.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I'm stuck.
Oh, no.
I mean, when you go through a journey of life, certain people you're stuck with. I'm stuck with Matthew Tully. He's always going to be part of my DNA from that day forward. You know, because how, you know, it's hard to not speak about this man as I do my prostate cancer journey, because of the impact that he made on me in that small 2-year window, year window, you know. So, and it'd be an injustice to him and to Reverend Charles Williams if I don't tell folks you need to get pre-screened for prostate cancer. If I don't tell young men, you want to be a papa, you want to be a daddy, then get pre-screened for prostate cancer. If I don't tell a young man, you want to be rich, you want to have stuff, you want to be around, get pre-screened for prostate cancer. You know, if I don't do that, I'm doing myself injustice. I'm doing Reverend Charles injustice. I'm doing Matthew Tully injustice. I'm just doing a total injustice. You know, and I'm not going to do that. I'm going to take every opportunity I can to get in somebody's face and say, hey, you got your prostate check? You know, because everybody's, I mean, can you imagine? Okay, all right, Max, Roger, you go to picnics, right?
Yeah.
Every once in a while.
Barbecues.
Yeah.
Cookouts at the house.
Yeah. Exactly.
Family members come over. Yeah. All right. You got uncles, right?
Yeah.
You got a crazy uncle?
Everyone has to.
Yes. Everybody got the crazy uncle.
Everybody got a crazy uncle. He's either got a crazy dance, or he wears some crazy clothes, or he got a crazy sin, maybe have a crazy car. But you got a crazy, everybody's, I'm gonna say it, everybody got a crazy uncle, right?
Yeah.
Yes. All right, so barbecue time coming. Oh boy, Uncle Ralph is coming over. What's he gonna do now? Y'all ain't gotta tell your uncle, you ain't gotta get the real name, so you ain't gotta do that. But anyway, they're coming over the house, and you already say, oh, you're half smiling, and you're half regret. That they're coming over, but you want to see them. So they're there, and they make it normal. Why them being there, it makes it normal. They're there. Everything is right. Everybody's around. All the faces are there. The annoying ones are there. The ones you can't stand are there. The ones you love are there. But your whole family is there. And you can't tell me there's somebody in your family. You're like, you'll get along with everybody. But they're all there. And if they weren't there, you'll miss them. So when that uncle, crazy uncle, ain't there, something wrong. It don't feel the same. You know, it's just like, dang, Uncle Ralph ain't here, man. It just don't feel the same. Somebody's missing. You can feel it in your bones when somebody's not there, you know. So to the Uncle Ralphs out there, the Uncle James, the Uncle Johns, you know, you want to be around for those moments with your family. If you're 40 years old, you know, approaching that 40 years mark, get yourself checked out. If you're above 40, you never had yourself checked out, get yourself checked out so you can be around for those cookouts and those family reunions and keep on being that crazy uncle that you are, because we love our crazy uncles. Prostate Cancer Awareness is September 2022. I could talk about this topic all day long, but the radio station only gives me 30 minutes to talk about it. So I'm encouraging all you men out there, get yourself pre-screened for prostate cancer so you can around and tell your own crazy stories. Thank you for listening to me, putting up with me. God bless you. And that's it for today, Max. I got nothing left. Well, I do got a lot.
Yeah, you do have some stuff.
But I'm out of time. But tomorrow we'll be at White River State Park, and we'll be broadcasting live for the Out of Darkness Suicide Prevention Walk, another topic that's due. You know, if you go into a room and raise your hand and ask how many people know somebody that committed suicide, you got one hand, at least one hand going up in any room that you might be in. So we're going to talk about that, too, and we're going to share some stories. Anything part you want to part with, my Mr. Producer? Anything you want to part with? I'm always getting my guests reporting, but I get my producer today.
Well, the big thing again, we got the football game today, Ben Davis versus Center Grove. That should be a fun one. And otherwise, like Emerson said, just make sure you get checked when you're at that age.
All right, that'll work. Well, appreciate your time, folks out there in the world. We're gonna send my students to class, and boom, to the teachers and to the parents. Our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. And so remember, your future is in the hands of your hangers. So, okay, be a copycat, just copy the right path. Don't get hung with the wrong crowd. I got just sinuses. Don't get hung with the wrong crowd. My nose is all stopped up. You know? Young men out there, be a man. Pull up your pants. Young men, if you're approaching 39 and 40, get your prostate checked. If you're above 40, never been, get your prostate checked. This is September Prostate Awareness. Get it done so you can be around. The views expressed in the school start next. The views of the University of Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, Giant 98.9. To my views, the views of my guests. Until next week. Oh, you're going to hear me tomorrow on the radio after you broadcast live from the Suicide Prevention. But next week on School Talk. See you then. Don't know what we're going to talk about. We'll talk about something. See you then on School Talk.